The Tosfos Inui Yom HaKippurim, which is Zichah Mitzvah Daraisa Tosfos Inui, it a little bit connects to what we were discussing, also the Mitzvah Achila Erev Yom Kippur. There's tremendous chiddush in the Ksav Sofer, in his Tshuvas, where he wants to say that since Mitzvah Achila Erev Yom Kippur is a Mitzvah Daraisa, so what would be if somebody, for whatever reason, wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Achilas Erev Yom Kippur. They were Torah, whatever. Now it's 10 minutes before Yom Kippur, and they have one of two choices. Either they're going to Chaparayin Mitzvah Achilas Erev Yom Kippur, or Toisus Yom Kippur. Zokdel, Toisus Yom Kippur is a Achiv Gomo, Mitzvah Asei Gomo. It's more Chomo than Toisus. And therefore, the assay of Achilas Erev Yom Kippur is doiche to Tosfos. Big chiddush. Say halter. We have to analyze more the halachas of Tosfos, Tosfos Inui, and how far it goes to Tosfos Inui. So for sure, there's a mitzvah deraisa of Tosfos Inui. But the Chasam Sofer, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it's kedai for the Olam to look it up. I don't see in Yeshiva where it is the Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, Chassam Sefer on Rosh Hashanah. But the Chassam Sefer in his Chidushim in Rosh Hashanah asks some very basic questions on the Gemara. I'm not going to go through all his kashas on the Sugya. But mainly, predominantly, as one basic question. And that is that if you look at the Gemara goes into Tosfos Shviyas, Tosfos Shviyas, right, which is L'chayr, by definition, completely different than Tosfos Shabbos. No Shaychas. Tosfos Shviyas means that you're not allowed to do malochas on the land, Erev Shviyas, right? That malocha that you're doing before Shviyas is going to go into Shemitah. It's going to be moil, it's going to benefit Shemitah. That's Tosfos Shviyas. Tosfos Shviyas is very different than, let's say, Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos Shabbos is the opposite. There's no problem to do anything before Shabbos that's going to go into Shabbos. We pass like Pesul, there's no Shvisas Kalim. You could do Malacha Erev Shabbos, and it goes into Shabbos, there's no problem. No problem. Chazal made certain gzeris in certain cases, Shem Yechate by Bishul, some certain gzeris, but generally speaking, there's no problem at all, even if most of the Malacha is going to happen on Shabbos. No problem. Meidach Kisa, by Tosfos Shabbos, the Isser is what you're doing now. Meaning, if there's let's say there's a din 5 minutes Tosfos Shabbos, you're not supposed to do Malacha now, for now. Nothing to do with Shabbos, right now. So he's questioning, how is the Gemara going from Tosfos Shviyas to Tosfos Yom Kippur? You learn one from the other. Ma'inyan Shemitah is Har Sinai. It's a bomb kasha. Because of this question of the Chassam Sofer, he stells a vek, he establishes a yesod completely new. Shaloi motzonu v'loi reinu l'fanu v'la'achrov. The Chassam Sofer says a chiddush gadol. He says Tosfos Yom Kippur is completely different than Shabbos, and it's very similar to Tosfos Shviyas. Very similar to Tosfos Shviyas. Why? He says that the Tosfos Yom Kippur going into Yom Kippur is for a very productive purpose. Because if somebody is freses before Yom Kippur and they don't stop eating until Shkia, so the moment they go into Yom Kippur, there's no inui. They don't feel at all inflicted, they don't feel they're being held back from eating. So the reason why there's a Tosfos before Yom Kippur is exactly like Shemitah. Just like Tosfos Shviyas says you don't do Malacha before Shemitah, that's Moil. That's Moil for Shviyas. That's Mamish together. And he holds this as a Yesoid Lamaisa. So according to the Chassam Sofer, it's a Chiddush Gadol Moed. Those of you that remember, I gave Shir this years ago, those are here for a long time, that Tosfos Yom Kippur, there's 16 different shitas in the Paiskin. What's the shear? from a mashu to two mashus to 2 minutes to 4 minutes to 5 minutes to a meal. Says Rabbi, man, we came out. You should do at least 5 minutes, at least. But lemaisa, there's meruvim kachol al shalsvas hayam. According to the Chassam Sofer, it's a whole different gather, because the toisus that you're adding to Yom Kippur is a toisus that you have to feel when you go into Yom Kippur. Now already I would take something. Right now I would take something. That's a big shear. That's a big shear. It depends on your eating habits, but that's a big shear. That's not a small shear. Right? If you stop eating 50 minutes before Yom Kippur, you fresh till 50 minutes before Yom Kippur, L'chayra, a stam regular boss of Adom, is not coming into Yom Kippur now, that every lesson. Yashiv goes all out with this Chassam Sofer. I don't know why he paskin like that, but if you look in his Horus and his Shurim, he very much eats. Metamach this Chassam Sofer. He says, that's why the Rambam only holds of Tosfos by Yom Kippur. Tosfos D'oraisa, Rambam Shita is only by Yom Kippur, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. He says, because it's a different musik. Tosfos Shabbos that we know of, that's you're not supposed to do malacha in that minute or two or five or 18, doesn't matter what that is. Not supposed to do malacha in that time frame. That's a separate thing. Yom Kippur. Now, this Chassam Sofer is a tremendous, tremendous chumra in halacha, and the Weltfetzel doesn't fetzel like that. But perhaps it would be proper for somebody to, at the very least, not fresh up, mamish a couple of minutes, that you're in a food rejection moment. You walk into Kol Nidre, you know, if somebody would show you food, you should at least, that shit is a shear where you can say, I could eat something. I'm not hungry. Again, I was able to gesagt, proper would be, you're not even really being shavus me'achil if you're coming in and you're like, you know, like you're busting in the seams. So I would say it's proper to do that. But I'll tell you a fascinating shaila that ties into this idea. According to the Chassam Sofer, there's a big shaila in the poskim. It's Tzvi Pesach Frankes, Arichas Grad Yishus Yankiv, touches on this. Is there a din Tosfos Yom Kippur for a cotton that's being this gadol by Yom Kippur? You hear the shaila? A cotton is becoming a gadol on Yom Kippur. So his gadlus is happening on Asiri B'Tishrei. Yud Tishrei. So B'Tishrei, he's a cotton. He's potter min ha-mitzvahs. Does he have a din Tosfos? Does he have a din Tosfos? I once gave a bar mitzvah b'ach ha-pshetl. He became bar mitzvah on Yud Alef Tishrei. That's a gevaldik shaila. I gave him a whole pshetl. Was he chayv in Tosfos Yom Kippur when he went into his bar mitzvah day, but he didn't have Yom Kippur? You think, oh, that's poshut. Not poshut. A ganze tumult wegen dem. A ganze tumult, not a small tumult, a greise tumult about that shaila. You understand? The boy becoming bar mitzvah on the 11th day of Tishrei. So the Tosfos of the 10th day, he's a god. Assuming that godless is, as soon as you go in, not meis leis, right? So, and this boy Taka gave a hope shetel on that Indian on the chiva, the Yishus Yankiv, the nemza on the avadanat. You can only have a Tosfos if you had the goof. If you had Yom Kippur, you could have a Tosfos Yom Kippur. You understand? If you didn't have the goof, you don't have a Tosfos. There's a shaila in the Achronim, there's a stechemet. Talk about even a choila. If a choila was eight, he ate on Yom Kippur, because he was supposed to eat on Yom Kippur. Does he have it in Tosfos? Does he have it in, or is it dafka, it's either me'erev, aderev, a whole tumult on its own. But here it's the other way around. Here the guy is going to be chayiv in the time. But it's, so the Chassam Sofer says, Dover Poshut, he's potter from the time. From the Tosfos. That's what Chassam Sofer says in his Tshuvas. And he has a whole binyan that he's also, he's a cotton, he doesn't have Cyrus then, he's not a godel, he can't be chayiv. It's not shaykh for him to be chayiv, he goes through a whole arichas dvarim. By me, The Chassam Sofer l'shitosai, I was surprised that in his tshuvas, he didn't allude to his chiddush that he had in Rosh Hashanah. Because I could hear a stark asfara that Chassam Sofer l'shitosai, the Kohen is not allowed to eat in Tosfos in the Yom Kippur. Because since he's chayiv in Yom Kippur, and he's eating Erev Yom Kippur, if he's going to eat till the end, till the a second before he becomes a gadol, now he becomes a gadol, he's chayiv in Inui. Or he doesn't have a boich to be mekayimet. He has a boich. It's full. Ken doch nish mekayimet. So there, l'chayiv, it will be a stark atzad to say that he has a chayiv. Listen, the kozel gevah, the Eretz HaTzvi, says a chiddush nor v'adir, not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Kozel Gever, there's a ragach of a me'ez and Minchas Chanukah, but the Kozel Gever, paskin, that a boy who becomes bar mitzvah in the Sfira, those of you that remember the Shiurim on Sfira, he had a chiddush nor v'adir, the Kozel Gever. Minchas Chinuch has a shayla, maybe he's even potter when he becomes a gadol. Because according to the Bahar, since he didn't start counting b'chiv, that's a famous, every bar mitzvah and sphere talks about that. The Kozel Gevah says the opposite. Listen to Achap. He says a boy who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of sphere, l'shita sabahag, is chayiv medaraisa to start counting. Hey, yoist that he's chayiv, let's say he's becoming bar mitzvah on day 10. So, bekatnusa, he's chayiv to count, to be able to count when he's a gadol. Hatachidish from the Kozel. He's chayiv to count b'kat nusay to facilitate this chiyuv begadlus. And I said this over in yeshiva, I had a moifis from this ma'isin. What was my moifis? I said over this kozel gever, and my children probably remember this, and we were in Florida. And we never, the Rebbetzin and I never liked to take the boys to Florida in the middle of the winter, to Miami, to the middle. We always used to go a little bit to the tzad, you know, not the, right by the... So we stayed, the chesaron is the minyanim are not as easy. So we went to a, there was a chabad, and shul d'chabad, there was a chabad. We went to a chabad. When Dalton, the chabad, they already finished mincha. They davened maybe 20 minutes before shkia. And we, it was in Fort Lauderdale, and so, but we were, me and my sons were already, and then there was a couple of other people. We were, mom is short. There was a guy there, and he recognized me. There's a guy there with his son. He made the minyan. He says, you're Rabbi Rudinsky. No, I said, yeah. He says, me and my son are mechuyev to you, so we're staying. We're going to be mashlam the minyan. I said, we're mechuyev. His pshekel was in Sfira, and I was listening to the app, and I actually sent you a text, because I don't have the Eretz HaTzvi. And you sent me back a picture of the Eretz HaTzvi, and we built this whole pshekel on that. So I'm a chuyiv to you. See, he stayed. So I was like, then other people came. We ended up having, anyway, a minyan, even according to Reb Moshe Shita. But Lamaisa, this was a Maisa Shoya. So I have Hanoah from that. But as I have the Kozel Gevah. But the Kozel Gevah is a chiddush gadol. The Chassam Sofer, it would be more pashut like that, l'chor. That the cotton should not be allowed to eat in a way that he's being bekum vasei, not allowing himself to be mekayim is chayv d'raisa. There would be a stark tzad like that. So I hear that according to the Chassam Sofer in Rosh Hashanah, a kotten who's becoming a gadol on Yom Kippur would also have a din of tesis. Now I'll tell you one other chiddush gadol moed. Ein beis medrash b'loi chiddush. Chiddush gadol moed. There's a tshuva in Lohiris Nosan. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Yuma, Barichas talks about the Sicha on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says that when you wash the outside of your body, it's like Shtiyah. Sicha is Kishtiyah, because Vatovay Kashem and Bekirboy. So when you put fluid on the outside of the body, it comes out from the Gemara. The Isser is not just the fact that's outside the body, the Isser is that it absorbs in the body. There's a whole briskerov that's a machalik between when we say Seichel Kishtim and Derais and when we don't say it. It's a fascinating. The briskerov understands that even based on the Gemara in Yuma, it doesn't mean that it's a mice of drinking. Midarais avad Seichel is not Kishtim. It means the Vatovei Kashem Bekirbei only means that the thing itself that went into your body went, it got absorbed like drinking. That's how the prescriber basically navigates. When we say machol asuris, somebody does sikha machol asuris, it's not kishtir. It's not kishtir. He says, but by truma, you find concept of sikha kishtir. He says, because truma, it's a din of the truma, that the truma, you need to have anoshel kilu, it has to get consumed. In that way, sikha is kishtir. Klapi the oichol, klapi the mashke, it got absorbed like drinking. But the maisa is not a maisa. But eich shiyya, the Lohiris Nosson says, he holds, there's a chiyuv to draw your body, listen to this, before Yom Kippur. Because if you're going to go into Yom Kippur while your body is wet, it comes out that you're on Yom Kippur, you're getting the Hanas Rechitza, going into your body. So you have to, you'd have to draw your body before. This may perhaps, again, this is a chiddush, perhaps be the pshat in the Mishnah Melech as a shaila, those of you that learned Talmud with me in the summers, that it says by Yom Kippur, by the tefillas of Yom Kippur, it always says that the kohen was all over his stapig, came out of the mikveh, and he dried his body. Right? What's this? Mishnah Melech says, what's this nistapik? What's the nistapik? He dried his body. Didn't dry his body. He clears if drying is part of the din of tefillah, that he has to dry his body. But lefi, this yisoid, it's true the rechitza shel mitzvah is mutter. But then when the water stays on his body, and it goes into his body, thus is abitalina. So that's why he has to be mistopic. It will come out that chiddush. But al koponim, this chiddush of Chassam Sofer is for sure negeh to a cotton. I would say that even though Chassam Sofer himself doesn't machriel like that la'alocha, I would say a cotton should be chayiv and toisus according to this yisoy. And I would say that it's kedai for every ben Torah mechaviv mitzvah to at least refrain from eating enough that when they go into Yom Kippur, they be right to eat something. But if you go into Yom Kippur, So that I would say is preferably not to do. I'm not telling you apidin. There's no. It's not mafurish in the poskim anywhere. But it will be a proper hanhaga to be noig. Another thing to bear in mind is that according to Rav Rishonim, many Rishonim, Tosfos requires amira. So you should all be makbid. Whatever Tosfos you're going to do, 15 minutes, whatever you're going to do. You should say mefurish hareini mekabel al atzmi mitzvahs toisus yom kippurim, because it's the arishen mold. It's not chal belev. You have to verbalize it. Okay. It's a moyer the gemaisa chigatom.